the third Mass of Christmas is taken from the Epistle of St. Paul to the Hebrews. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, last of all in these days has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who, being the brightness of his glory and the image of his substance, and upholding all things by the word of his power, has effected man's purgation from sin and taken his seat at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become so much superior to the angels as he has inherited a more excellent name than they. For to which of the angels has he ever said, "Thou art my Son, I this day have begotten thee"? And again, "I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son." And again, when he brings the firstborn into the world, he says, "And let all the angels of God adore him." And of the angels indeed, he says, "He makes his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire." But of the Son, "Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever, and a scepter of equity is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved justice and hated iniquity. Therefore God, thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou in the beginning, O Lord, didst found the earth and the heavens and the works of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt continue, and they shall all grow old as does a garment, and as a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail." And the Holy Gospel is taken from St. John. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was made nothing that has been made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness grasped it not. There was a man, once sent from God, whose name was John. This man came as a witness, to bear witness concerning the light, that all might believe through him. He was not himself the light, but was to bear witness to the light. It was the true light that enlightens every man who comes into this world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But to as many as received him, he gave the power of becoming sons of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. And we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and of truth. Thus for this feast day's Holy Gospel. My beloved people, I would like to take this opportunity in the name of the fathers and the sisters, to wish each and every one of you a most blessed, a most wonderful, a most glorious, and a most Christ-like Christmas. We are very happy to have you, and you are in our prayers, all of you. And this Mass, as you know, is specially designed, especially intended for you and your intentions. It is being offered up to Almighty God for all of us here that come to this church. So may you all always be blessed. Last night, or this morning rather, we had a very beautiful affair in the church, and the church was very lovely, and we had a very fine crowd of people here, and visitors also. Christmas has become something that as far as the world goes, as far as the world turns, Christmas has become an embarrassment, because in the very word itself is the word Christ. And of course, as far as the world turns, Christ has no place whatever in that arrangement. It is even not politically polite or expedient to refer to Christ anymore. We don't even wish people a Merry Christmas. And the sadness of it all is that whereas only yesterday, the world and everybody, all of us, were aflame with the best wishes of the occasion. Happy holidays to everybody. And everybody was bringing something to everybody else. And everybody was filled with a great cheer and a great whatever it is that the occasion demanded. Now, comes tomorrow, and it's over. It's over. As a matter of fact, it's over today, but it is just beginning. Our blessed Lord was all by himself in Bethlehem, and he is still all by himself. Our blessed Lord was brought here to earth, was sent here to earth by his Father, in order that through his suffering he might pay the debt of sin. You will notice that as we celebrate the affair of Christmas here in our church, in our little church, and we have all the lovely decorations that the celebration calls for, but there is something in the midst of this, all of this glory and decoration and beauty and candles and everything, and the crib with the blessed baby and all that. If you will notice right over here, we this year have the banner of Christ on high, and it is surrounded by, in a vase, the banner of Christ, the banner of the baby Jesus, the banner of the divine child. You'll notice that it is surrounded by thorns. That is the decoration of that particular vase. At the coming of the blessed Jesus, from the very first wail to the very last cry, was surrounded by thorns. And we, How do we accommodate ourselves to this? Because he did say, learn of me, did he not? And that his life was to be a model for our life, our lives. So as we celebrate Christmas, as we bring ourselves to the crib, let us certainly give adoration to the baby Jesus. But at the same time, let us be mindful that in the giving of adoration and celebration to this blessed child, that we have to be willing to accept the thorns that he himself had to endure. This does not mean that we should be filled with sadness, or that we should be filled with remorse or whatever, but rather that we should be willing to offer up our suffering, our pain, our loneliness, or whatever. That we must be willing, that we should be willing to offer all of it up to God and to take those thorns, love them, that we should speak of love, and we have been speaking very much of love the last several weeks in our church. And it was love, indeed, that caused the Father to send the second person of the Blessed Trinity down to us, to help us, to save us, and to redeem us. May God bless you. May God keep you, and may God fill each and every one of you with every blessing today, so that even though there may be a thorn that is hurting you today, that even if there be a drop of blood which comes from the pain of that thorn, that it be filled with a blood of love, that it be the blood of love. May God bless you. If you will kneel, my beloved people, I will give you my blessing.